a short sitting practice. So first of all, finding a place where you can sit for the next 10 minutes or so. And it's fine to carry the practice out on a chair. There's nothing special about sitting on the floor. You may find it helpful to raise your hips slightly higher than your knees by using a cushion or a folded blanket on the chair. This often allows the body to feel easier self-supported, so maybe bringing the body away from the backrest of the chair so the spine can feel free and allowing the feet to rest flat on the floor, the legs uncrossed, just having the feet a comfortable distance apart. So taking time to settle and find the position that feels right for you. And as best you can, adopting a posture that embodies a sense of dignified wakefulness. So ideally the spine is upright and alert, but also having a balance of softness and ease. So softening the muscles of the face, the shoulders and the hips can feel very helpful when we sit. And if you feel comfortable to close your eyes, just allowing them to close. If you prefer to keep your eyes open, maybe just softening and lowering your gaze. And the intention of this practice is just to simply meet our experience just as it is. So first of all, bringing awareness, this spotlight of your attention, to the physical sensations of your feet as they rest on the floor. Noticing sensations of contact, pressure. Maybe become aware of feelings of temperature, warmth or coolness. Tingling, pulsing, numbness, either clothing or just the atmosphere on the skin if your feet are bare. So just noticing what is here in this moment. And allowing your awareness to move up from the feet into the ankles, the lower half of the legs, just noticing how they feel, the position of the knees, and bringing awareness up to the thighs, the hips that are in contact with the chair. So as best you can, tuning into, sensing into the feelings of support and contact as the body sits on the chair. Maybe feelings of pressure, support. Noticing how the legs feel. The position of the pelvis. And maybe even sensing into the weight of the body resting here. And gently allowing awareness to settle onto the lower abdominal area. It may be helpful to bring the hands to gently rest on the lower belly. And as best you can, bringing awareness to the movement of the ever-changing physical sensations of the breath in the body. So noticing how the body gently expands to accommodate the in-breath, and how the body gently deflates to release the out-breath. And as best you can, noticing these gentle movements as the body just breathes itself. We're not trying to achieve any particular way of breathing. We're just bringing awareness to what's arising in the present moment. And sooner or later, often sooner, the mind will wander away from the object of attention. And this happens to everybody in practice. It's a common, normal occurrence. It's not a failure. And every time that your mind wanders, noticing where the mind has wandered to. So maybe, there's thinking, there's planning, and gently, kindly, and firmly bringing awareness back to the object of your awareness, the body, the breath, and doing this as many times as you need to. Every time the mind wanders and that you notice it's wandered, it's a chance to cultivate your mindfulness practice. And also the attitudes of kindness, of acceptance and patience. So this is very much part of the practice. And maybe noticing with a friendly awareness how the breath has a beginning, a middle, and an ending to each cycle. So each in-breath goes through this cycle. Each out-breath has a beginning, a middle, and an ending. So as best you can, noticing this arc of breathing. And resting the hands back in the lap any time you want to, and just noticing this movement of breath as best you can. Noticing how each breath is different, and how we don't have to think about breathing. The breath just breathes itself. And as best you can, bringing a sense of kindliness, curiosity to the whole experience. and feeling free to continue practicing for as long as you like. If you want to, just starting to bring the practice to a close now. And maybe sensing into the body sitting on the chair, the feet flat on the floor. And just knowing that any time throughout the day, you can just anchor back into the present moment by reconnecting with the breath, reconnecting with the body. And just knowing this is always available to you throughout the day, not just in the formal practice. So taking any movement that feels good for you, maybe just moving fingers, toes if you want to, taking a gentle nourishing stretch. And just knowing that the present moment is only ever a breath away.